Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Welcome aboard. The East Coast music scene is shining brighter and brighter with every passing day. This week we focus on a couple of acts from New Brunswick that are literally on the cusp of greatness. A special bonus track is coming up after our feature with Bloom, the electronica duo from the Fredericton area that's created an incredible buzz even before releasing an official EP or album, but that's coming in 2020. We'll get into it with Brittany and Dan in just a little bit, but let's get to the music first and foremost. From Brittany McQuinn's Bold album that was produced by Daniel James, this is Hello Again on Atlantic Access.
Emotion. Hello again. And you are my controlling friend. I don't welcome in. Intense emotion. Hello again. And you are my controlling friend. I don't welcome in. I saw you pull into my driveway and I said, oh shit. Then the deep dread hit like a tidal. You keep me in suspense while I drip with sweat. I did not expect your arrival. But you're not in a rush. Watch you text someone from your car while you let it idle. There's a knock knock and a shout. You are staying out. This is not your home. From inside I go intense emotion. Controlling friend, I don't welcome in. This door will open. I'm locking it. You are a controlling friend. Doors aren't welcoming. Oh yeah, I'm finally calling you out. You're a narcissist, naming it. Intense emotion. Hello again. You are my controlling friend. I don't welcome in. Intense emotion. Hello again. You are a controlling friend. Those are welcoming. Intense emotion. Emotion. Hello again. Intense emotion. Hello again. And you are my controlling friend. I don't welcome in. Intense emotion.
I know you feel.
Bloom with Everything on Atlantic Access, chatting with both Daniel and Brittany here this afternoon. Thanks and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is quite a combination you guys have, a real musical symmetry that seems to have evolved. We also played to start the podcast Hello Again, which was from Brittany's Bold album, a solo work. But I believe, Daniel, this is the one where you began working with Brittany, correct?
Yeah. This was the first music we ever released, but this was me producing her solo work, and it's 100% what Bloom was born out of. Yeah,
yeah, that's so, true. We don't talk about that hardly ever, but that's true. It's technically the earliest Bloom there was, so just under a different name.
Yeah,
there seemed to be that chemistry that evolved right away. Would you say?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to like roles, we kind of naturally fell into the roles of like me as a singer, songwriter, and vocalist, because that's kind of what I love to do and where my strengths are. And then for Dan, it was production, really. And so I think it's like an amazing combination, and I'd love to see more people try to do this, songwriters and producers who can like share skills and work together and have this like really fulfilling creative experience, right?
For sure. I love it, yeah.
So who loved the first, as a producer, you wanted to work with the artist, or did that work the other way around?
So I knew her a little bit, and I went to see like a show in Moncton, actually.
Yeah,
and
Plan B.
Yeah. And so she had a cover, or a couple covers of like some pop songs, and that's what I was sort of wanting to get into, producing pop, R&B, hip-hop, and that kind of thing.
Right on.
And so when I saw that she sort of had an interest in it, I was like, this would be a great thing. So I was like, you should send me a vocal track from your album and I'll remix it and we'll see if you like it. And that's what happened. And right away it was pretty great right away. We took a long time to release music and we're still taking a long time to get everything perfect because we really care about that. But right away we were like, this is kind of feels like a forever thing.
It felt good.
We're going to do it forever, regardless of what happens.
Like, right. Right,
it's awesome.
Yeah. We're pretty happy. So.
Yeah.
If people like it, awesome.
Yeah.
So being the principal songwriter in the duo, Dan, do you do any of the songwriting, or is it more of the production, that end of things?
I did originally, as we were sort of getting into it, like Lose You and Everything were songs that I wrote. A couple demos I had, and now it's definitely, it's mostly Brittany doing vocals and, well, all vocals, but like writing the lyrics and whatnot. And she's even getting more into like preliminary songwriting, whereas I was writing beats a lot before.
Working now with someone like this so closely, did it have an impact how you write?
Oh, I think for sure.
Yeah. I think that's all we've been doing with each other is having an impact for a long
time. Like, it's true. Yeah. We've definitely grown together by choice also. It's like, there's been lots of times when it's like, oh, we could have headed other directions, but at the end of the day, it's like, there's something about when we work together that it's like really, it's fun and it's rewarding, and it brings out for me what I love about making music, the creative side. You know, I also love playing live shows and that connection with the audience.
Sure.
But the other thing that drives me to go through all the tough stuff is like that feeling of writing a song and or getting a mix back from him, and it just feels like, I say it's like Christmas morning, and so it's like, I'm just gonna keep doing that because we'll push through all of our struggles that we have.
You know what I mean?
To like,
what you do has influenced me so much, and vice versa.
Definitely.
Because like, I think we like push each other.
The next thing we want to do here is Move With Me. You performed it at Festival 506 award show. How did that feel, first of all, to be selected as one of the performers?
It was an honor. For sure. Yeah, I've always thought that's a really good gig to get. Yeah. The song reminds me of our show in March. It was our first sold out show in Fredericton, and that was also the same like couple days that we released the song. It's kind of representative of this whole year of being like, okay, this is happening. When it comes to like the meaning of the song, it's just about like growing with someone and maybe some like self-awareness on my part as a person about the fact that sometimes I go this way or that way, but I want like whoever I partner with to understand that that's kind of how I flow. Dan's super intense, awesome production, especially in the choruses, is like, it goes over well live, I find.
Oh yeah, it's a great live song.
All right, well here it is. It's Move With Me from Bloom on Atlantic Access.
Ultimatums. But if we must, I can try to explain it. It goes like thought, then action. attract, then better things. Please tell me you're listening, 'cause I'm tiring of the same old conversation. I assume you tell me, and I guess that's okay. I got everything that I need to get by in my own head. But if you wanna hold me, wanna join me, come on in. This room for you, just know I need you, so be cool to flex. Question the permanent, no fluid. Can it be the same? 'Cause it's been true for me. I changed direction, but it doesn't seem this is how I flow. I want you in, but I need you to move with me. I need you to move with me. To flex, question the permanent, no fluid. Can it be the same? 'Cause it's been true for me. I changed direction, but it doesn't seem this is how I flow. I want you in, but I need you to move with me. I need you to move with me. If now's not the time to face this, I'm not sure when that would be. Tempted to review it, wasted, but I'm a little worried on where that would lead. 'Cause my energy's gone into being what is needed. Zone reflex as I'm into it, that's an issue. Not sure you wanna put a poison over that. No. Switch. If now's not the time to face this, I'm not sure when that would be. Tempted to review it, wasted, but I'm a little worried on where that would lead. 'Cause my energy's gone into being what is needed. So my reflex as I'm into it. That's an issue. Not sure you wanna put a poison over there. No.
Access, talking with Daniel and Brittany here this afternoon. And Brittany, maybe the next question has to do with your conversion, if you will, to a love of electronic music.
I always loved it. And it was more about, like, ever had someone to make it something that I could actually do. There's nothing wrong with an acoustic show either. It's awesome. If I get the opportunity to do something like this and it flows this well, I just kind of took it as, like, you know what? Life is pointing me in this direction, and I love it, and I think I'd be dumb to pass up the opportunity. And that was 3 years ago.
So we talked about how you guys challenge each other, and you coming up with a certain beats or music patterns to fit, you know, what she's written in lyrics. But how does that work? Like, do you work in the studio together creatively like this, or do you send each other files?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of both. We try different things, and they have different results generally. I lived in Toronto for a bit, so that was totally just sending files back and forth, and that's how we made Bold. Once Bloom started, it was definitely me making beats mostly, but as of recently, trying to switch it up a little bit. The song is king, and it's important.
It's working. Does it work best if you're swapping files or if you're in the same room together? Because some would argue it could be either or.
It could be. There's definitely different strengths to both.
Yeah, and they result in different things, sort of. Like,
they do.
Not in a totally... I think for when we're just, like, building an idea, it's generally good if we can do it independently. But when we finalize things for, like, release, we generally get in the same room together.
It's true.
It's really easy when you can make a song on your laptop.
Yeah, for sure.
Sitting at work.
The good has already come out of this project. Yeah. Where do you see it going from here?
Yeah, well, next year's going to be the next chapter. Yeah. And we've been doing lots of soul searching this year to... kind of figure out where we want to go and having big conversations. And so I think it's probably going to be an EP. It'll be our first release of a collection of songs, and we're in the process of writing demos for that right now, and it's going pretty good. There might be a little bit of a vibe change, you know, but nothing too crazy.
Nothing
you know?
Too drastic. People won't be shocked. If anything, it'll be less of a ravey dance party and more mainstream. But I think that that's also in line with who we are as people, and it's a really natural progression for us. So
before I let you go, Brittany, when you sing, you have a real connection. We feel a deep connection to how you sing, your voice, but how you express the ideas and the lyrics that you also write.
That's such a nice thing to hear. I love people. I'm not, like, afraid, really, of being vulnerable. So going up on stage, I recognize that it's, like, a platform where people are almost expecting vulnerability, so I don't feel like I'm encroaching their territory to be, like, this is who I really am, this is what I really feel, to, like, validate what they're feeling. So
no, just like an instant intimacy.
And I would say, even for me listening to your lyrics, I find they're the type of thing that, like, it's really easy to lay over your own life and, like, bring personal meaning to it. That's my life.
When
and,
you know, engage.
That's what I want for people, too, because I feel like art can, and music in particular, can be healing in a really unique way. And if people are able to relate like that to a song, and it's, like, gets them through something, that's, like, It's like the best thing I could hear.
And I do, but I know Brittany, but I feel like other people are also having that experience.
Thanks, guys.
Well, Brittany and Daniel, together they are Bloom. Thanks so much for this. We got a couple of tracks left, and we'll look forward to what the next chapter does bring in 2020.
Thanks so much for having us.
Right now, this is Visit Back to Back with Lose You on Atlantic Access.
When you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. I didn't visit when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. Not that I didn't miss you, but you weren't then who you are now. I didn't visit when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. I grieved you, oh, 'cause I had to. You let me let you go, as if you never knew me. I need to reassess you. In all that time alone, you didn't die, you grew in. I made peace with you, I was glad to. I watched you let me go, as if you never loved me. Hurt will teach you, it'll reach through. Beyond what I could do, here you are looking at me. I didn't visit when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. You didn't listen when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. Sound, she said you couldn't tell. I felt so different from you, so I stepped back, but I always wished you well. I grieved you, oh, 'cause I had to. You let me let you go, as if you never knew me. I need to reassess you. In all that time alone, you didn't die, you grew in. I made peace with you, I was glad to. I watched you let me go, as if you never loved me. Hurt will teach you, it'll reach through. Beyond what I could do, here you are looking at me. I didn't visit when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on. You didn't listen when you lived in that house, but now you've moved on.
Did you?
On Atlantic Access, spelt B-L-E-U-M, in case you want to give them a look online. The Atlantic Access Podcast, a presentation each week of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. Our bonus track follows in this week's tradition of providing some up-and-coming talent, only this fella's been around already for about 5 years. His first album came out, 2014. His star continues to rise, and the song, Coming My Way, is a collaboration with Harms. This is Wolf Castle on Atlantic Access.
I saw her coming my way. She came to my table with a real big smile. Put that shit in replay. She asked me how I'm doing. I tell her real fine. We start a conversation. Turns out she loved her pie. We're laughing while we're talking. Shorty got me screaming, I don't wanna die.
Wake up with this pain gone. Yeah. Dripping is a bottle of the mace straw. Stay long. I've been trying to cop a little pay flow. Currency in love and pesos. Gonna be the best rapper in the game. Wasted on these dreams though. You wanna leak, just say so. Long time, long life, short span's not right. Why do you have to go that way? Long flight, pulling down, she's pulling down. Concrete feet beaming, muffled sounds. Meet peace with melodies that fill seats. Waterlogged out in the sea. She creeping me, I pretend to so much is BCE.
Take it away.
I saw her coming my way. She came to my table with a real big smile. Put that shit in replay. She asked me how I'm doing. I tell her real fine. We start a conversation. Turns out she loved apple pie. We're laughing while we're talking. Shorty got me screaming, I don't wanna die.
Free to be, I can't seem to see my Jesus peace. Least of me, treated me. Summertime chilling at the far side. Hold up, I had to look twice. Can't help but to fall once more. Tell me jump and I ask how high. Tell me things just to feel alright. Hold up, I'm going all night. Don't tell me that you feel low. You don't know what I've been into. Big dreams so simple. The way she moving the hips, the way it's catching my eye. Taking possible steps into untouchable skies. Galileo in the stars. Things were going so far. All night at the beach on the fire. Hold up, hold up, hold up, I feel sparks.
I saw her coming my way. She came to my table with a real big smile. Put that shit in replay. She asked me how I'm doing, I tell her real fine. We start a conversation. Turns out she loved apple pie. We're laughing while we're talking. Shorty got me screaming, I don't wanna die.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.